G'day, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Let's start off with some cruises. And the first one is Japan to Alaska.
Yeah, I tried to bring a couple of little different ones in this week. So this one's called a Northern Crossing. It's Japan to Alaska. It's on Azamara Quest, which is a really boutique, beautiful vessel. 16 nights. It's one departure, 10 May 2019. Includes your flights, 16 nights, and two-night stay in Tokyo, which I reckon to be pretty fantastic. Return flights, Sydney and Melbourne, two nights in Tokyo, 13 nights Japan, Russia, and Alaskan cruise. So it does touch Russia, Yokohama, and ends up in Seward. And spirits and drinks are included, self-service laundry aboard, shuttle service to and from the airport, meals and entertainment on board, one night stay in Anchorage, which is a nice place. I have been there. So yeah, good little trip, that one.
And the other one is the S's, Singapore to Sydney.
Yeah, this is a nice little one as well. So includes your flight from Melbourne, so that makes it a lot easier for everybody. So fly to Singapore, stay one night there, 14-night cruise from Singapore to Sydney, meals and entertainment on board. You get fly back from Sydney to Melbourne. Don't know if we can tweak Benio, but we'll try. And all ports and taxes included, and gratuities as well. And that's on Voyager of the Seas, which is a Royal Caribbean ship. And another fantastic product, and that's one departure only, 15 November.
Onto a land tour. This is the Balkans.
Yeah, the Balkans. This is from our good partner Beyond Travel. So they've got a trip which goes to a lot of places I went to last year, which I probably rabbited on the radio before. So it starts off in Zagreb, goes to Lake Bled, which is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Ljubljana, goes to Plitvice Lakes, which Google that. Fantastic. Zadar, Split, Dubrovnik, Mostar, Sarajevo, Belgrade. Back to Zagreb. So, you know, you're taking in Croatia, you're taking in Slovenia, you're taking in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's 4- and 5-star accommodation, breakfast daily, a couple of lunches, 8 dinners, wine tasting, guided tours of all those places. And it's on from May through October. And if you book by 28 February, there's a chance to save up to $500 per couple.
A country we don't mention very often, John, is Turkey. And this is, again, with Beyond Travel.
Yeah, Turkey's starting to come back on the radar for a lot of people. This one starts off in Istanbul and does Gallipoli, which is obviously very famous for Australians. Goes to Kanakale, Kusadasi, Ephesus, Pamukkale, Marmaris, and Cappadocia, and back Ankara, and then Istanbul. So, again, 4- and 5-star accommodation, breakfast daily, 8 dinners, English-speaking tour guide, sightseeing, air-conditioned coaches, museum entrance fees, a whole lot. That one runs for a couple of months during the year as well, and also gets that saving up to $500 per couple if you get in and pay for it in full by 28 February, so you've got a month.
We should mention quickly, John, the special that runs out next Thursday, 10% off. This is with Trafalgar.
Yeah, look, it's been very popular, so you've got about a week left, or probably even less than that, really. 10% off, early bird payment, book and pay by 31 January. You'll get 10% off European tours and other discounts as well if you've been a past passenger. So come and see us this week. Otherwise, you will pay more.
Plenty of hot weather in central Victoria. John, what about some cool destinations to head off to?
Yeah, it's been hot, hasn't it?
It has. Where would you recommend if you want a bit of cool weather?
We've got Iceland and Greenland tours.
Iceland sounds very cool.
It does sound pretty cool. We can do ski trips in Japan, and we can send you any number of beaches around the world. There's beautiful places. Asia, Pacific, Australia. We do a lot of Australian stuff as well.
What parts of Australia is cool at the moment? Tassie?
I think probably at the top of one of the mountains might be cool. I don't know. Okay. There's not too many cool places in Australia.
You'll find somewhere.
I think inside is probably cool in Australia.
True.
Outside isn't.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise closed today, reopening on Tuesday. Correct. Corner Mitchell and Hargrave Streets. Thanks, John. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
No worries.